Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us now to discuss a very, very important topic, something that has come up to us time and time again. So there's some questions that have to be answered, and so we're going to do that today. Garwin, the topic is dealing with long-term care, because we know a lot of seniors who are going through some difficult times, and one of the things that can help them is long-term care. They and their family.
Right, and the big problem that I've seen happen, first of all, not everybody will buy it, and that's fine. But those who have it seem to have a little problem of what happens when I have a claim. So how do I process a claim? What happens during the claim time? So that's the thing about it. So, Leanne, go ahead.
Even before we get started and go any further, let's give our phone numbers, Garwin. Mine is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-5000. 3997.
I'm so proud of Leanne for remembering that.
Isn't that good? We got him before he got the stick
right out.
Well, I knew you'd be waving at us pretty soon. Okay, first of all, let's talk about what long-term care is, then who should buy it, why you buy it, and how you pay for it, and how you use it. So we're going to break it down in those areas.
All right. When should you look at it? When you're at least by the time you're 50.
Why?
Why? Because the longer you wait, the more expensive it becomes. It's that simple. If you're thinking that you might need to talk about it, then the quicker you do it, the less expensive it's going to be.
And that makes a big difference, because if you're going to look at the cost, the older you get, of course, you're going to use it sooner. And so consequently, the age is an important factor in buying it.
Very important factor.
Plus, your faculties are all there.
Right, and that's the other problem.
You can think very clearly if that is something that fits into your portfolio.
But the other problem is that they may start asking health questions that you don't qualify for.
And that is a big factor.
And all of a sudden you say, I really don't want to buy it, but I can't. They won't let me have it.
Health may step in there.
And it may be something semi-unimportant as far as you're concerned. But to the insurance company, it says, you may have an operation coming due. You may have a little bit of memory loss. Boom, you're not going to get it. There's lots of things that could throw this out. So if your health is good and you're 50 and you've got assets to protect, you want to look at that.
Let's talk about some of the questions that they ask when you order or apply for long-term care.
Well, they ask all your health questions. Who's the doctor? When were you to the doctor last? Do you have dementia, which is obviously the big killer? Mm. They are scared to death. They are scared to death of dementia of any form. But diabetes, that's an out. That's a kick out. Dementia, of course, was a knockout. There's about 8 or 9 questions that are strictly knockouts. You're just not going to get it. And so that's why I say the earlier you apply, if you've got assets to protect, the better off you're going to be.
Well, and they will call you, and they will go over the questions
and
with you.
And they ask you some questions.
They will ask you these questions.
And they will say, Bob, I'm going to give you 6 words, and then I'm going to come back to them later, and I'm going to ask for you to repeat them. And, of course, panic time sets
yes.
in. And the problem is they'll ask those 6 words, and then they come back, and they'll talk to you about the price of eggs in Pakistan and the football schedule, and then all of a sudden, and Bob, what were those 6 words I gave you?
Yes.
Oh, geez, I don't remember.
Well, if they're on the phone, I can just write them down then.
Well, that would be illegal.
Oh,
well, but
they do it all the time.
I'm sure they do that all the time.
I'm sure they do. But you're not writing them down, are you, Bob?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that just shows that you can read still.
That's right. Okay.
There you go. Now, when we're looking at long-term care, you're looking at buying it, you're looking at your age, you're looking at your health, Then you look at how you can pay for it. Where is that money going to come from?
Where's the assets going to come from? And then the other question is, we're 50 years old, we're buying long-term care, but we're going to retire in 10 years. Can I afford to keep that premium up?
That's right.
And that is as important as buying it today. Is am I going to be able to pay for it in the long term when I don't have my full income coming in? I'm going to be on retirement income. I'm going to be on Social Security, et cetera, et cetera. Now can I afford to pay for it? And I have cautioned people about don't overbuy. It's buy something. At least get some coverage in it. But don't get in over your head and then down the road say, boy, I can't afford this anymore. And then have to drop it.
And there's different ways of buying it.
Oh, there's
many
different
options.
Right.
Now, once you've bought the long-term care, you get older. All at once, you're having trouble with your health. Then you have to look at going into some kind of facility for that, to handle that health.
I'm going to stop you there. You don't have to go into a facility to get a claim.
Now, see, that is one thing most people don't realize. You can use it other ways.
Mm.
You can use it at home. But you qualify by one of two ways, either cognitive impairment, which means that any brain malfunction, or two of the six activities of daily living, continence, toileting, mobility, feeding, bathing, and dressing. If two of those go or cognitive impairment, you are eligible for a claim.
What if you're temporarily involved in a situation where like if you have surgery and you can't take care of yourself or something like that?
Well, that is, also part of the claim says it must last at least 90 days.
Okay.
So they're not looking for that surgery that takes the lint out of the belly button.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go back living again.
Mm-hmm.
But you could have a claim, an accident, a car accident.
Right, yeah.
That you're totally up for 3-4 months. You can go on claim. And once you're recovered and you want to go back and do whatever you're doing, you're fine and you can go back and they'll take you off claim. And typically, you've used up your 90-day wait at this point, which most cases have, a 90-day wait. So you don't. Next time you go on claim, you don't have any waiting period.
Oh.
You've already used it up.
Hmm.
It's a one-time waiting period.
Oh, that's
now,
interesting.
Now, might be 30 days. I've got some people with 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people have 90-day wait. Why? Because it integrates in with Social Security. With Medicare.
Mm.
So it works out very well that way.
And you're going to be looking at your other products that you have, your other insurance coverage first,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll be looking at the long-term care.
So now, your car insurance would probably kick in for that car accident.
Absolutely.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So whatever. But they will pay even if the car insurance pays.
Okay. Oh.
So this is not a what's the word I want? I can't think of where. Or.
Okay.
Just they'll pay for the car in the same time. Yes.
And is this new? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I will forget my question if I don't.
If you're getting old, you know.
Yes. Now someone will hear this and deny me a claim. Some companies are offering this as a benefit now, right?
Yes. There are many of the bigger companies offer availability. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to pay for it. But if for example, 3M has it mm-hmm. offered for their employees. And they get a little discount because they're a 3M employee.
Well, not only that, there's a whole group of people that will be buying
right,
it.
Right.
And needless to say, it makes it cheaper for
the agent
for
gets
them
to go in and make the presentation to hundreds of employees. Mm-hmm. So it works out very well. I've done that for one of the large window makers, not Anderson, where we got into a situation and we wrote hundreds of policies.
Mm.
So it works out very well. But they didn't pay for it. They just offered it to the employees.
Oh, so did you say there's a little discount?
A little kiss off the top,
okay.
Yes. Now, some of the big companies will offer that as a benefit, and they'll pay for part of it, half of it, whatever.
Okay. That's good.
Now, the next thing is you've got the long-term care. You let your family know you've got it. You've got the coverage. You work it with the other insurance coverage. Then the time comes where all at once you do have to go into a facility. And when you're going into a facility and you're going to be moving into a retirement community, nursing home, whatever, then all at once those policies become very, very important.
I always tell the clients, look, if you've got a long-term care policy and you need to get to a nursing home or assisted living, and the first question they ask when Bob walks in with his children and say, we got to have dad, a place for dad, the first question they're going to ask, well, we like you and you're a nice person. How are you going to pay for it? And you hold up the long-term care policy and say, we have a long-term care policy, and they say, come on in.
Yeah.
They know they're going to get their money.
Uh-huh.
That's really important. Otherwise, you may have $1 million, and that's fine, and then they're going to get their money, but that long-term care policy makes them really smile.
Mm.
Now, the question is, do you have to go to a long-term care facility to get coverage? No. They all pay for home care.
And that's an important factor.
Very important. Most people don't want to go to a facility, and they want to stay at home. And the big problem we find typically is Papa has a stroke. Mama takes care of him until she's just about dead because she's taking care of him 24/7.
Mm-hmm. So she needs to bring in extra help.
She needs to bring in help. And it's finally the kids say, Mom, you got to have help. You got to get dad into a facility. Why not have claim at home? They can come in and they can pay for that. They can help take care of him. And he can stay home because he doesn't want to go to a facility. Most people don't. But it's available.
Now, one of the things when they look at the long-term care and they're looking at paying it out, there's going to be an assessment. And I think we need to cover this more, more openly about this, because this is a big problem. A lot of people don't understand the assessment process, and he's been mentioning it. What are the steps when they go through this assessment to decide if they're going to get the long-term care?
Most importantly, you call the company, you get paperwork. The paperwork is filled out. Then they all call for doctor's reports. But the doctor's reports really don't mean anything, because what they really want is an assessment from a geriatric nurse.
And this is the thing they don't realize.
This is the thing people don't realize, that it's really totally up to the geriatric nurse after they look at the doctor's reports, of course, and anybody else that they talk to. It's a geriatric nurse who sits down with the client and the family and talks about, do we really have a claim because of cognitive impairment or two of those six activities of daily living? And I was just on the phone this last week with a client, and the son was very upset about, no, I've got to talk to somebody. I said, stop. It's right there. All companies do this. And I explained the process to him, and he said, okay, mm-hmm. I guess it's okay.
Okay.
He thought he was being picked on,
right.
Really, frankly.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, the geriatric nurse assessment that yes, there is a claim. Now we process the paperwork, and now we start paying money to the client after the waiting period, whatever that waiting period happens to be. It's a laborious process, a lot of paperwork, but in the long run, when the money starts coming in and mom or dad is taken care of, it is
worth it.
Very worth it, yeah. Yes.
And it is not necessarily just the nurse that they're talking
about. No,
they will talk about other people that client
right.
has in contact.
Right. So we want to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Give us a call, 651-436-3997.
651-365-5000.
Join us again next week. We'll talk about another important topic. And thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KOVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.